News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update on what's happening at the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County. And President Sylvia McMullen on hand. Wanted to get an update, first of all, on the dust flying around the main campus.
We do have quite a bit of dust flying around the main campus. We've been doing renovations that have followed up with our move to the Tejas Center, with our student center. In those renovations, we are making ready for a larger food service area, renovating part of the area to accommodate our theater productions, and then a larger student lounge. It's an extensive renovation, as well as in several other buildings, we're making smaller modifications to accommodate more student use and ability for our students to have what we call sticky space.
Those who drive down 29th, and I do that because I live off of 29th, and so I see a couple times a day the construction on what was, I think, the administration building, and to some degree it will still be administration.
It will be. We have moved the bookstore. It has begun the process of being moved. Let's clarify that. From on the campus here in the bookstore building to the front piece of that administration building. That will house the bookstore and will allow for additional space that we will use here on the campus for our students. Also housed in that administration building will be our Human Resources Department, the President's Office, the Police Department, and our Marketing and Communications Office.
How has the rain affected the construction?
Well, the rain has really not impacted the construction except to illuminate some areas where we needed to actually do some work. Many of these buildings are not new, and so when you do renovations, you discover some of the issues that are associated with them. We did on the administration building, and it wasn't necessarily the roof that was leaking, but we actually had to make some modifications, and the rain helped us find those. But most of the work has been done internally, and we've been fortunate to be able to stay on schedule and under budget with those.
Traffic advisory related to the construction.
We've been trying to address several of the traffic issues that occur here on the campus. One of those is to have a better flow on the campus. We've been working closely with the City of Bryan, where we are actually going to add additional off of the back end of the campus. We are taking some rerouting of some of our roads and making them one way so that our students will not feel as though they can't get off of the campus. We found last fall that one of the issues that we faced was that students felt like that they couldn't find a parking place and were therefore staying on the campus longer. What we are hoping with this flow of traffic is that we will have more students that will come and they will go to class and that they will leave and then be able to feel like that they can come back and find a parking space. We're also, with our move to the Tejas Center, we added an additional 50 spaces and are building an additional parking lot behind our Modular 2 building that will add an additional 150 spaces. So we're very excited and hopeful that this will ease some of our traffic in the early weeks of the semester.
In addition to all the other things related to parking, there's the opportunity for the first time this fall where those who buy parking permits will be able to do it online.
Yes, we have invested in parking software that is the same as what Texas A&M has. This will enable a student that buys a permit at either place to actually fall under the same software package. It's taking us this summer to really get it implemented, so it will not be online until this fall. But we're very pleased to have that so that students now will no longer have to stand in line. They'll be able to order their parking passes online and get those delivered to them. We are currently still selling parking permits, but it will be this fall when the full package is implemented.
Visiting with Sylvia McMullen, the president of the Brazos County campuses for Blinn College, you've made a reference or two to the Tejas Center, and How's that been going since the new offices were moved over there?
Well, we moved our enrollment services, our financial aid, our testing, our advising and counseling, and some of our business services all to the Tejas Center. It is a very nice open space, and we refer to it to the Tejas Center because that's what it is on Villa Maria. It is located behind HEB, but there is a big sign that says Blinn College, and so we felt like that this was a one-stop place where our students could get all of their services in one place. And thus far, it's worked very well. We've had a good flow of traffic for those students to be able to receive those services and find they can go from the very first time that they fill out an admission form until they get their financial aid to their advising and counseling for classes all in one place.
In fact, I recall at a recent Board of Trustees meeting, some additional staff was added to be able to assist more students and their parents in the Tejas Center.
Yes, you know, staffing is probably one of the areas that usually comes last when you add. We add faculty because we're having more students in the classroom, but we often don't add as many staff as rapidly as we do faculty. And so we've been beefing up some of our staffing areas where we have had more students actually coming through. So we did that in financial aid. We've also added some additional in our advising and counseling area.
And for those who drive Villa Maria and 29th, they have seen a Blinn shuttle bus. They may want to know why they keep seeing a Blinn shuttle bus on the streets.
The shuttle bus actually runs between the Tejas Center and the main campus. That shuttle bus is designed for students and or faculty or staff that have business between the two places. So they are given a token when they do business at the Tejas Center so that they can ride the shuttle bus to the campus. So we also think that that will help ease some of our burden in the fall. It's not meant to replace any of our parking that we have available on the campus, but we do have added that additional shuttle so that we can handle some additional capacity.
I would think it's a great convenience for the students who don't have to give up their parking spaces.
You bet it is. We always are looking for even small ways. We still have leased space with the National Armory that is down the street where our students can park there. So we've got as many options as we can think that we can have right now to help address some of our traffic issues.
Visiting with Sylvia McMullen, the president of the Brazos County campuses for Blinn College, and the newest campus was announced earlier this year with the west side of property at Leonard Road in 2018. And how's the development of the master plan going?
It's coming along very well. We've had a series of meeting with facility planners that are looking at the facility. It's a two-tiered approach. One is a complete master plan for the entire almost 95 acres that will look at how that is eventually going to be built, probably long past when I'm around. But the second phase of it is that master plan. The first phase is the design and use of the first building that will go on that property. So there's been a lot of focus groups and working with many of our faculty and administrators to make some determination of what would actually go in that initial building.
If you can remind us on the projected timeline towards getting that first building open.
That first building is projected to be open in the fall of 2017. It's a very aggressive timeline because we know that it strains this campus, particularly in our lab space, because we know that many of the things that we need are associated with labs in our science areas. So, you know, much of that will be housed on the new campus, but the fall of 2017 is the projected opening for the first building.
You've mentioned the focus groups and other meetings that you've had recently. What are going to be the next couple of steps in this process before dirt is turned?
Once they have gathered information and they're gathering data as well as input, so they're getting both quantitative and qualitative data, they will begin to look at use of what the building will look like. That's why the master plan will encompass what a full campus will look like and how it will flow. We anticipate that it will be planned for many years in the future. It will not, this is a 50 to 100 year plan when you look at acquiring a second campus. So the plans that we're doing are really designed for the future generations that will be attending Blinn College.
Well, let's get to the subject of enrollment. I understand there's still a second summer session that's upon us, and, of course, enrollment's underway, I'm guessing, for the fall as well.
It is. Second summer session begins on Tuesday, so students still have an opportunity to register for the second summer session. This summer has been a little bit flat with our enrollment. I won't say that we have grown a lot, but we haven't decreased a lot either. So we are pretty much flat as to what we were last summer. We're looking at our enrollment for the fall. We continue to see additional classes that we're adding. We know that we have great space utilization, which means that we are very much full in many of the classes that are already projected. We've had new student orientations that have been going on all summer. We've had to add a couple of additional ones. It's been a little inconvenient because we have not been able to hold them here on the campus, but all of those new student orientations are full, and so we anticipate enrollment growth again for the fall.
And then finishing up with the recently ended Texas legislative session, about the only thing I don't think we have visited about yet is how Blinn made out as far as funding for the next biennium.
Blinn made out as well as any of the other community colleges did in terms of funding. Our funding in terms of real dollars is actually up a little bit. Our contact hour number that is used went up just slightly, which means that the amount of money in terms of real dollars is up. The proportion, though, is not up quite as much as our enrollment growth was, and that's based on lagging numbers. We have a base year that is established. The year of the legislature was established 2 years ago for this base year, and many of the community colleges throughout the state really lost in enrollment while we grew at a more than average amount. So we're very pleased with the amount of funding that we got. We're very grateful to the legislature for that, and we will continue to do the things that we are doing with that funding to increase enrollment and help prepare students.
And that's our update on what's happening at Blinn College on the Brazos County campuses. As always, appreciate the visit with President Sylvia McMullen with this on News Talk 1620 WTAW.